Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
On this edition of my podcast, I am very excited to introduce you to Jennifer Downey. She's the owner of the growing retail operation, Ambiance, the store for lovers. Welcome to the podcast, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm so excited to have people hear your story. So why don't we just jump in and have you tell people what you do and how long you've been doing it for, and kind of more importantly, why you do it.
Okay. Well, I am the president of Ambiance, the store for lovers, and we are a specialty retail chain in Northeast Ohio that caters to couples involved in long-term relationships that want to add a little spice back into their relationship. So we carry all kinds of different things from lotions and potions and games for couples to even toys and lingerie. We've been doing it since 1981, so it's been a while.
Wow. Yeah, and so why? Why do you do it?
Well, you know what? Years ago when we started, the idea was to give women a place to shop, to buy some of the products that they needed without having to go into, you know, an adult store, let's put it that way. And we wanted to give them a place to shop that they could ask questions and feel comfortable and not be judged for the things that they like and want to try.
Yeah. And so has that stayed consistent over all these years?
Yes, it really has. Because right from the beginning, we created a philosophy that we call TLC, which is not what people think as far as tender, loving care, but think like a customer. So what we did was we put ourselves in our customer's shoes and said, what would our customer want to see, want to feel, want to, what kind of questions would they want to ask? And so in the 38 years or so we've been in business, we ask ourselves that all the time. We use that philosophy, that think like a customer philosophy, to make changes or, you know, do things within our store and our organization.
That sounds like something every company could do.
Well, you would think so. but ours is, I mean, really, because sex is such a personal thing, we really looked at that and said, you know, how are we going to make them feel comfortable in the store and comfortable enough to ask questions without saying, I'm buying this for a friend. Because obviously with our stuff, a lot of our stuff isn't returnable or exchangeable. And I don't want them to walk in and pick up something that they are not happy with. And the only way we're going to make sure that we connect the customer with the right product is to get that information out of them and understand really why they're there and what they're looking for.
Yeah, right. Well, how did you get started in the first place? How did you get this idea?
Actually, it was not my idea. It was my business partner, who happens to now be my ex-husband. He had this idea years ago. He was selling audio equipment at the time, and he was at the grocery store, and he saw a Star or National Enquirer magazine at the checkout counter that said, home sex toy parties heat up California. And so being a guy and interested in sex, he and a couple of friends thought about starting this home party business, and they went ahead and did that. And I met him a couple of months later. My background is in finance. I was trading over-the-counter stocks at the time, and I started dating him and realizing that he was running this small business out of his house, and he really needed help. And so I started.
He didn't know how to
him.
Think like the customer, huh?
Well, you know, more than that, it was he wasn't really organized. He really didn't balance the checkbook and pay his bills and stuff. So I started doing that stuff for him. And then within the first year, maybe year and a half, we thought, you know what, we need to open a store. And that's where we really started all of that stuff. And we took a lease for a year, and it was like I could just throw a stone. That's how far away that store was to our house. But we were afraid that, you know, if it didn't work out, we didn't want to get stuck in a long-term lease. So we took a year lease, and our landlord put us next to Chuck E. Cheese. So that kind of kept us in business for the first year. The parents would drop their kids off at Chuck E. Cheese and come over to our store and shop.
So, perfect.
Yeah, actually, it really was really fun. know, so it was all good.
And so do you still have that store?
No, actually, that store closed after a year because this was back in 1983, and at the time, we were only selling lingerie, and a couple of the toys that we sell, we had under the counter in a drawer, and when people knew who we were from the home party business, they came in and asked about them, and we would bring them out and show them. We were not allowed to display those items in the store, and zoning-wise. Because we weren't in the adult areas or the industrial areas, which is the zoning for adult stores. Anyways, we had stockings and garter belts on the mannequin in the window, and somebody called the police. And said we were exposing their children to underwear because the kids were in and out of a Chuck E. Cheese there. So our landlord didn't want to renew our lease after that year, and we ended up moving to North Olmsted and have been there ever since, really. So, yeah, so it took it was actually a really good move. I had no idea at the time. It seemed like, oh, my God, the world was ending, but it turned out to be a really good move for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so do you have more than one location now?
We have 7 locations now and an internet website. But I will say those problems with landlords and zoning have plagued us for the last almost 40 years. We still have issues with trying to find spaces to rent or landlords that will rent to us because of the products that we sell.
Yeah. That's
been ongoing. That's
amazing. Wow. So what other challenges have you encountered along the way?
Well, you know, again, because of the products we sell, we've always run into a lot of issues, whether it be with landlords or in particular something that just comes top of mind. We were with a particular bank for all of the years we were in business from 81 until I think it was 2006, and that bank came to us after all that time and said, our credit card processors won't process your credit cards anymore for the sexual products that we sell. And so we had to move. I guess we had to change banks. And until even to this day, as I go for financing and other stuff, there are lots of banks that will not do business with us because we sell sexual products.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a challenge. It really is. And just people's perception of our store is also even the bigger challenge. I mean, that goes back to that think like a customer. I always say if I can just get people to walk in the front door, we'll have a customer for a long time because they have a great shopping experience. But to get them to cross that threshold, if they're not a regular customer and have never been in our store, their image and idea of what's in that store is scary to them. So we really have that challenge of trying to change their mind about the products that we sell.
And so what do you do about that?
Well, you know, number one, I go out there a lot. I mean, for now the last almost 40 years, I am the spokesperson. I go out, I talk to groups, I talk to communities. We have luckily gotten a lot of really positive press with awards that we've won and different things. We've actually won 7 world-class customer service awards in a row from
Smart
Business Magazine. Yeah, and when I first put brought our name up, I thought, oh, they're never going to give it to us, and they have. In fact, we've won 3 of their top awards, including Best Customer Experience. And that's because of the way we treat our customers.
Wow.
We actually have a great training program for our what we call romance consultants in our stores. And they have to go through a 30-day training program that teaches them not only about the products but how to talk to customers. Because most of the people that we hire in our stores tend to be younger, and a lot of our customers are maybe 30 to 60 with more people in 40 to 60, and they're coming in and they want to talk to somebody about a romantic evening or a toy, and it's hard to talk to a younger person. Their idea of a date night is way different than our customers' idea.
Yeah.
So we have to train those employees how to ask questions and to give them ideas that would match their fantasies or their expectations or whatever it might be. So that training program is super important, and that really the basis of that is the TLC philosophy.
Wow. So, how many employees do you have?
About 60. Yeah,
and so, have they all gone through that then?
All of the store personnel has. Yeah, we have an office warehouse, which we have about maybe 12 people here. They don't necessarily go through that sales training program, but every
just
single...
the front-facing people.
Mm-hmm. The gals in the store do, or the guys in the store, because we hire both. But it definitely is super important because, like I said, people are nervous and they're afraid to tell you their wants, needs, and desires. And unless we really have an idea, we can't match the correct product for them. Plus, they're looking for an idea or an experience for the evening, and the person in the store has to know all of the ingredients that make up that night. You know, to get at least offer it to the customer. The customer can say no, but we at least have to offer it and give them those ideas.
Right. So I heard you speak a few years back, and you mentioned something about the internet and how that was impacting your business a little bit too.
Well, the internet.
Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, it does impact our business. I mean, we have an internet presence, but unfortunately, we're competing with hundreds of thousands of websites that sell the same products. And that's been a bit of a challenge, only in the sense that people can come into our store and look at the items and then go right online and see, oh my gosh, it's cheaper over here. Why should I buy it here when I can buy it online? But we found that in the last maybe year and a half, 2 years, people are really looking for more information. And online, sure, you can go on Amazon and you can click on a product and buy it for $10 cheaper than maybe we might sell it or whatever that dollar amount is. But you can't ask questions. You don't know how to use it. You don't know what to do with it. You don't realize that certain lubrications can't be used with certain fabrics on toys or whatever it might be. And we're there to educate the customer. And so I think that little bit of personal touch they're more interested in walking in a store and asking a question, which is great for us because, the more we can educate people, the better.
Right. You know? And if they want a romantic evening and they have no clue what they want, then you can share all the different aspects, right?
Exactly. And the way we set our store up, again, it's back, like, think like a customer. It's in boutiques. So there's a massage boutique, a romance boutique, a fantasy boutique. And therefore, we can kind of, steer the customer to that particular boutique. And then there's all of the things that make up what we might consider a romantic evening. Certainly everybody has a different idea of romance.
Yeah.
But this is a broad, a choice and some items that might even spark their interest. And then they can move to another area of the store if there's something else that they're looking for. But it's definitely, we want to give them all of the tools they need to make the evening a success.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So how have you seen your role change over the years from when you first started?
It's changed, but it's stayed the same in a way. It's changed in the sense that this business has grown, and I do an awful lot of public speaking. I'm out there. I also, along with that, do a lot of volunteer work, which helps the image of our store. So that's kind of changed a bit. But that internal part, I am the president. I'm the chief bottle washer, that whole thing. You do what you need to do. I'm also kind of like mom, because as an older woman, I've got an awful lot of younger employees, and so I think my role is to help them grow in their professional life. Whether they stay with us or not, I don't care. I want them to also move on. And it's funny, after 40 years, I still see old employees that, I'll see them someplace. And I was just at a NABLE meeting 2 weeks ago, and somebody said, I worked for you back in the 90s. It was a great job. I've learned a lot in just how to treat customers and how to think when you're dealing with customers. So I think that I'm very proud of that. I like that people love this job.
Yes, that's great. Yeah, so tell me more about your volunteer work. So what do you like to do?
Well, I belong to organizations. I'm a firm believer in you got to give back to the community. And if you want, you know, I originally joined, first of all, the first thing I joined many, many years ago was NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. And I joined it because I wanted to meet other women business owners, talk to them about the challenges, maybe learn stuff. But a lot of people join organizations for business, to get business contacts. I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it like I needed some friends to talk to.
Most
of the time, people aren't going to tell me whether they're doing business with me or not. Sometimes they're embarrassed to say. I joined those because I wanted to just meet other people with the same challenges. But I found that if I didn't get involved, if I wasn't more than just somebody who just attends a meeting every now and then, I didn't get anything out of it. So I found that, you know, I joined the committees and things like that, and I learned a lot, and I met a lot of people, and I really see that as give back. So I'm a member of NABO. I'm a member of Plexus, which is – I'm actually a founding board member of Plexus, which is the LGBTQA, as for ally, association, the Chamber of Commerce here in Cleveland, and that was started back in 2006, and from there, I'm still a member, but I was also on the board of the Gay Games, which was an absolutely wonderful experience. I was the director of marketing for the Gay Games that was here in Cleveland in 2014. I've been on COSY. I do a lot of stuff. I don't know how to stress enough that people need to get involved in their community, because a strong community helps all of us. And with the current political climate, we all need to work together. We all need to get along. We need to forget about the differences and look for the things that are the same. You know, that we can, you know, see ourselves.
Right, the commonalities. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I do think volunteer work, while it doesn't pay at all, it's really, really worthwhile.
Yeah, good. And so do you have time for fun?
I do. Not a lot. But over the years, yes, I get to do a lot of different fun, even though it's work, trade shows. I go all over for trade shows. So that's kind of interesting. And I like to travel. My boyfriend, who is now a Clevelander, was in San Francisco. And we went back and forth for 13 years before he moved here.
Goodness.
That was kind of fun. I'll tell you, it was great. It was very, you know, and then we just would meet in different cities and stuff. So that was always fun. But that's what I do for fun. I like to travel, and I like to work. I hate to say it, so it might not be fun. But I'm definitely somebody who enjoys my job, you know.
Yeah. What's your vision for the future?
To continue to help people in their relationships. My whole idea is to try to get people to connect to each other. And one of the things I tell people in all of my speaking engagements is that I want to leave them with this thought: the best gift that you can give your child is to show them a loving relationship. How two people care about each other, treat each other with respect and love. And I think that is so important. And intimacy, what we have in our business, you know, what we sell, is part of a great relationship. So people want that closeness, that togetherness. And so I want to continue to do that. I really think in the last almost 40 years we've been in business, we are responsible for a lot of the babies in the Cleveland area. We've done our job to help the population stay up there instead of losing people. We're here to try to bring more population to the Northeast Ohio area.
So, and you probably saved some marriages, too.
Well, you know what? I hear it every day. I hear it every day. I mean, I'm in the stores a lot. I hear it all the time. The one thing I heard at Christmas, I was in this one of the stores, and somebody came in and said she had her daughter with her, because, you know, kids can come in our store. We don't sell anything X-rated. And her daughter probably was maybe 7, and she came up to me, and she goes, "I see you on TV, and I just want to let you know that when I was a kid, about my daughter's age, my mom brought me in, and now I'm bringing my daughter in because I want to teach her that, you know, sex is part of a relationship. It's great between adults, whatever. It was just kind of, it made me feel really good, but then it made me feel really old. You know, like, oh my God, the third generation now is shattered. But
yeah, right.
You know what? That was actually okay.
Yeah. No kidding. What a great testimony.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice, and I do see a lot of that. I also see women who, you know, will say to me, you did save my marriage, or I got pregnant, and I know what I was wearing, whatever you told me. We had the best vacation ever because of your suggestions and ideas, and that's just not me. That's all the people in our stores. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they do a great job helping people, and I think that just, that makes me feel really good.
Mm. That's great. So how can people find your stores and reach out to you?
Well, our stores are at ambiance.com. They can look online. There's locations. There's also the online site. If you're afraid to stop in, check out what we have there. If they want to contact me, you can contact me through that website, too. There's And I'll be glad to answer questions or talk to people if somebody needs something, because we really are there to help couples and to help, I guess not even couples, but even, you know, we're there to help women try to figure out or navigate their relationship, how they feel about themselves, all of it, you know. Definitely.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. I enjoy my job.
That's
well.
Good. It sounds like it. You can tell. So one thing that I always ask everybody who's on the call with me, the podcast, is what are three traits that you look for? Like maybe even just in an employee that when you see those traits, you know that they're going to end up being a really great employee and will soar to success with you. So can you give me three traits?
Sure. With me, I look for people who are non-judgmental. We cannot judge our customers, not from the way they look when they walk in the door, whether, you know, they have enough cash to pay, whatever, or, you know, who they are, what they're looking for. So I look for non-judgmental people. I also look for people who are bubbly and easy to talk to. Again, our customers need somebody to talk to, and we have to be open and so they can ask questions. Other than that, I'm just looking for happy people. That's another.
Happy?
I want them to be happy. Because you know what? The bulk of the people that walk in our door are very happy. To put it bluntly, they think they're going to get laid tonight and they're in a good mood. So they want to share that with others. And so we're there to kind of celebrate their success, if you will. So, I could pull up a couple other things that I'm looking for. I want somebody who's involved with numbers, you know, because we have goals and stuff like that, and we are there to sell merchandise, obviously, although we consider it, we help our customers buy, but we are there to sell. And so I look for people who are interested in that, too, or leaders, because I'm always looking to bring up the folks within the company. I'd rather promote within than not.
Those are great ones.
A better fit. Yeah.
Perfect. Good. Well, is there any other little bit of advice you have for people who are thinking about going into business?
You know, one thing I might say for those that maybe they've already got one location, they're looking for a second one. I think one of the challenges as we've grown and created now 7 stores, they all have to run uniformly. And that comes from having good manuals, good policy manuals, good procedure manuals. We have display manuals. We have merchandise so you can learn about the products. And all of those things are really helpful so that somebody from this store can go to that store and it runs exactly the same. And that works for the employees. It also works for the customers. I want customers to go from our North Olmsted store maybe to our Canton store, and it looks just like the same ambiance store. You know, they know where things are in our store, and that gives the illusion also of a national chain, and that's helped us too. People's perception that we are much larger than we are.
Yeah.
So
right.
I would say,
so it sounds like a franchise. Have you ever thought of franchising?
I have. It's just a little tougher because of the products that we sell. Again, it goes back to where they can place a store. You know, it all depends on the city, the zoning, and the landlords. So I explored that a lot about 10 years ago, and that was the big hurdle, that, you know, you can give somebody a franchise for, let's say, the Columbus area, but that doesn't mean they're going to be able to get a store in if the zoning doesn't work. So, so there were some issues with franchising that I didn't know how to get past.
So it's
just gone. It's like just now it's the idea is just open corporate stores, and I can have better control over a corporate store too.
I think it's better to be in control. You get to be in control.
And you know what? Again, it goes back to what we sell to. I want to make sure that they're, that the customer gets treated the way I want them to get treated. I want the customer to see the things. You know, we have a nice, specially curated selection of products. So I want that control. I don't want, you know, like a store that's going to be rogue and have a male dancer in it, let's say, or whatever. I want the control. This is the corporate image I want Ambiance to have. And if I franchise it, they might be able to do something that would harm my image, and I can't have that. I've worked really hard to get people to see that we're a legitimate business, even though we do sell adult products and sexual products.
Well, so fascinating talking to you. I really appreciate that you took the moment to talk to me on the Sort of Success podcast. And I think you gave a lot of great information for people. No matter what type of business they're in, I can see the way things transition over, even like the policies and procedures and all that. So great information.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the call with me.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.